brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Bartlesville Mayor Dale Copeland, as we typically do on a Tuesday morning following a Monday night city council meeting. And you and I struggled before we went on the air. Light agenda, uninteresting agenda. I think I said routine, but items of business that had to be done, but not a lot of either lively controversy or, for that matter, I'll say discussion. You sailed through the agenda pretty well.
Good morning, Charlie. It was, I think routine is the perfect word for it. Things that are part of the routine that are very necessary to be done. What we did last night will allow several exciting projects to go forward, but it was more of a housekeeping type of meeting.
Yeah. Speaking of those housekeeping projects and move forward, let's just go ahead and first of all talk about such big things like sewer projects and that thing, as far as just things that are necessary in order for other projects like the Unity Square Green project to get moving down the road.
Yeah, sewer is not, it's underground, it's out of the way, we just expect it to work, we don't really care, we don't want to know.
We only notice it when it doesn't work.
Exactly, but obviously in that area, downtown is the oldest part of Bartlesville. It is an area that has a lot of utilities because of the businesses, because of all the surrounding things. The area of the parking lot just to the west of the community center is a space that is going to be necessary just in a very few months, very few weeks, hopefully. As we look at the Tower Center at Unity Square, that project has garnered a lot of support and a lot of excitement. But before we get there, my wife has a bad habit of picking out colors for a project, and I'm still pouring concrete. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, we could put plants there, and I said, well, that's great, but right now we have to dig this ditch and put in the rebar. So this is not unlike that. We've got to get these sewer projects. They're relocating a sewer line, what's called stormwater, and all those have to be in place before we can do the stuff above ground. So last night we took several actions to make that possible, to get forward to the exciting things that come up out of the ground and everybody wants to see happen, hopefully very soon.
Well, I guess it's kind of like the season. Springtime, we get the spring rain. Some parts of the country get spring flooding.
Yes.
I don't know, this is kind of, just as I sit back and look at things, I remember the summer of 1993 that my Air National Guard unit got activated to throw sandbags along the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Could be another one that's coming along, but at least it probably will not affect you and me directly.
I mean, not directly. I mean, we're all affected. I think we probably have friends that live there. We're certainly affected by the commerce. That is the breadbasket of our nation and even of the world.
Yeah.
So we see that happening, and obviously we feel their pain. I believe one military base, at least one, was shut down mm-hmm. because of high water. Terrible thing. Too little water. We've had that just recently in the past few years, and now too much water. We forget how nice we have it here in Bartlesville.
We do. But those street projects, I should say on sewer, those all have to be accomplished in order for us to, like you said, move forward with the color of the canopy and funding for the canopy and that sort of project.
Yeah, and these are not new. The drain water project was planned some years ago mm-hmm. and is just now coming forward to be put into place. But anybody that's been downtown for any number of years knows that when we have heavy rains, all of that hard surface, that water has to go somewhere, can't be absorbed, so it has to run off. There have been instances of flooding, not just in the streets. I think even the basement of the Price Tower at times has had water. So this is planned to alleviate, eliminate, hopefully, all of that. And it's got to be done, all of that below ground work, so that then when we do get to the Tower Center, plus there's some affiliated work to repave concrete around the community center, that has also been approved a few years ago. But we're going to try to morph all of that into one big project. It will be inconvenient for a bit, but it's exciting to think about the result.
Yeah, between traffic detours and just what normal construction does mm-hmm. for parking around the community center and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. we will complain a little bit at times.
A little bit.
You know, but we hopefully can keep our eye focused on what's coming and the beautiful space and the different ways we're going to be able to use it.
You know, it's interesting. I mentioned last night that not only these projects that we've talked about, but looking forward just a bit, one of the recent voter-approved projects is to mill and overlay all of the downtown streets.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be done. It's something everybody wants to see. But when it's happening, there will be some disruption, there will be some discomfort, and I've no doubt people will complain, but once we get past that, One of my grandsons is wrapping up a Boy Scout Eagle project at Medical Lodge in Dewey, and built some new shutters to put around the windows to make it look more homey for the people that live there. And one of the people came out later and said, well, you're replacing those? Well, there never were any. But it's amazing how quickly, once the project is brought to completion, that it looks like it's always been a part of it. And I think that's really the best solution you could have, is people think it's always been there and just enjoy it.
Yeah. Recently, and I did download the app just because I was, number one, interested in what it had to be able to accomplish for us. The police department launching their MyPD app. They're the only department in the state of Oklahoma, although I saw, as I looked in other states, other notable departments that are using the app. Mm-hmm. So it probably comes with some recommendation based on who else is using it.
MyPD is new for Bartlesville, like you say, new for Oklahoma. I'm not surprised you'd be one of the first people, being right in the middle of Crime Stoppers, Charlie. But it's something that I think Chief Rolls and other people on staff have decided would be a great way. It's a two-way communication. Not only can we download it to our phones, I know yesterday I was contacted that the traffic light there on Highway 75, where you turn into Eastland by Chick-fil-A or over to Mazzio's on the other side, had malfunctioned. And so that, you can imagine, with the traffic loads on Highway 75, becomes a problem very quickly. You're supposed to, non-working signals becomes a four-way stop sign.
Right.
But not everybody understands that concept, and that's when accidents can happen. So with this sort of a MyPD app, it would be very quick to just pop out your phone, hey, light's out, and the PD would be notified very quickly, get an officer out to work traffic until that could be repaired. It's also works the other way, that if there is, we talked about high water, there's a road closed due to high water, there's storm, there's different issues, that the police department could push that information out to people so that they would be aware of it very quickly and also get the real information. Sometimes the rumor mill gets things a little bit confused. So this would give a direct access both directions. And I know Chief Rolls is excited about it. It's something that I understand there's already, as is the world of software, there's already updates planned that will make it even better. But we've encouraged people to look at that and consider putting it on their phone. Everybody has a phone, including 5-year-old kids a lot of times. So it's a great tool to communicate.
It is. Somebody called me up and said, okay, their app is going to take tips. How does that affect Crime Stoppers? Well, my answer was, and I would say this to anybody, the police department has always had a phone number that they could call.
They have several.
And Crime Stoppers has always had a phone number. Mm-hmm. The difference is we promise anonymity, protected by state law. And I'm sure that if you ask, the police department would say they would do what they could, but there is no expressed or implied promise of anonymity. Mm-hmm. You know.
And I think that we all want to live in a safe community. We all want to live in a place where the kids can play outside, our family can go to the grocery store or just work in the yard and not worry, as we read in different parts of the world where that's not possible. So it does take a village, if you will. We're a little bigger, I hope, than a village. But people working together, sharing with the police department, as the police department can share with us, they're our friends, in many cases neighbors. And so MyPD is one tool. Crime Stoppers, as you mentioned, is another. I don't know that there's a way the PD would complain about having too much information.
And that would be what I have heard from not only locally, but other police departments from my experience on the National Board for Crime Stoppers. So it's a different route, but information is information, and the agencies that receive it can use it. But this is something that's free. And
free is good.
Yeah. I think it's something that if it increases communication between the police department and the public, it probably will be viewed as a good thing.
I think so, too. And I look forward to a lot of the changes. We live in a time of change. Change has always been there, but it seems to be much faster today. Things are happening at a very quick pace. And I think the job of everyone, including city administration, the staff, the city council, is to help direct and manage that change and keep things in on a cutting edge, doing the very best we can. I'm very proud of Bartlesville as a community that is proactive and does those things. My PD is just one of them.
Yep. Other items that are out there, the announcement made, and I have to compliment the city. This is 6 weeks or so. I haven't actually counted, but I'll say approximately 6 or 7 weeks out there, already announcing free leaf and grass pickup when you're cleaning up, doing that spring cleaning on your yard.
Not one of my favorite topics to think about, but as we look out, there's actually a few flowers popping up.
And yep.
We're in Oklahoma City to see one of the family members over the weekend, and a little bit further south, a little warmer, a few more flowers, so mm-hmm. It's just around the corner. As City Manager Mike Bailey mentioned last night, for people that do work in their yards, maybe scalp their lawn, that's one thing that you hear about people doing, mm-hmm. Generates a tremendous amount of debris. What do you do with that? If you, like myself, haven't gotten around to cleaning all the flower beds, the leaves, and all the things that... I don't know why all the leaves in the whole neighborhood end up in my flower bed. But nevertheless...
Only because it's too far to be in mine.
But you can bag those things up. No special bags, no special tags. Just put them out on your regular trash day, May the 6th through the 10th, that week. If you're a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, set them at the curb somewhere close to. Don't put them on top of your trash container, but put them close to it. And staff will pick them up, get rid of them. There's no charge.
Okay. So, again, yeah, somewhere near that polycart. I think even if you put it on the other side of the driveway, if that's how you separate things, the crews will find it. And if it's in bags, it should be reasonably obvious that it's probably not your household refuse. So
exactly. And it should not be mixed. It should just be yard debris. Small sticks, twigs, leaves, grass clippings, that sort of thing.
We are coming up on, well, basically a little bit more than a week, but the groundbreaking for the Tower Center, and I believe the Lieutenant Governor is expected to be in town.
Yes, Lieutenant Governor Pinnell is planning to be here. Lots of excitement around this. I hear about this from several different people in different areas. I think people, as we talked earlier, we want to get this underground stuff done. People are excited, and they want to get this going. They want to see it, and this is the first step, the first official step, if you will, to have the groundbreaking. It'll be 11:30, March the 29th, there at the Tower Center, between the Community Center and Price Tower, 6th Street, Silas Street, depending on what you call it, how long you've lived here. And anyone is welcome and encouraged to come out. I plan to be there. I think, like I say, Lieutenant Governor Pinnell and many others to celebrate the success and the startup of getting this thing working.
I hope that Lieutenant Governor can come back and be one of the first folks to celebrate the opening when it's complete.
I agree. That'd be great.
One other item before we take a short break. The police department also talking about the memorial that was by the former police department. They moved out of that building round figures a year ago. It's time that we do something with that memorial.
That was something that a lot of people were very concerned about. Now, the old memorial is still at the old police station. There's no police station there.
Right.
It's just an empty lot now next to the Dungeness Memorial Stadium. But this is something that was on the plan from the beginning. Just like my budget or yours, Charlie, the city has a budget. We have to work within the amount of funds that the citizens provide us. And that was not possible with the construction of the new police station, plus the upgrade of the old central fire station. So we've moved forward now. We're going to do most of this. It'll be located there between the new police department and central fire station across from the library in that area, just between where there's a fence now. It's a really nice design. It'll be lighted at night. It'll have three flagpoles, everything set up because it is where they do ceremonial type events also. And a new memorial. There's still discussion. The old memorial, which is at the old location there at Hensley and Johnstone, will probably be relocated somewhere in that general neighborhood. Nothing's really been decided yet. But this is something that we approved last night moving forward and get construction done, hopefully in time for the annual ceremony in May. So that's just around the corner.
It is. May 15th is the event, I believe.
I think you're right.
Anyway, it's a noon hour event. Get your phone out and just to set yourself an appointment noon on the 15th for the police memorial. The in and out, playing the bagpipes, speech, the whole work takes less than an hour.
Special program. I've been to it, and it's a moving program.
We will continue our time with Mayor Copeland coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
As long as we are talking about things like leaf pickup, it's not a totally city project. It's not totally a county project. It's not a project of our major businesses, but it's all of them and more coming together next month.
Yeah, it's a really special thing we're doing twice a year. We, as you mentioned, is a collection of a lot of people that come out. But the annual countywide recycling event will be April the 13th. It runs from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, so a pretty big window there to get your stuff together. Question comes up, what do I do with these things? You know, we live in a world today when we have all of these things, technology, and something as simple as a fluorescent light tube.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with that? What do I do with oil-based paint? Not latex. What do I do with oil-based paint? All of these different things that we have in our house, pesticides, paint thinners, even an old smoke alarm.
Yeah.
And so it's set up. There'll be two different sites that you can take things to. Get rid of them safely and properly. They will then dispose of them correctly. One of those is the Phillips 66 parking lot just west of the railroad tracks. There's access off of Adams and Frank Phillips. They will have people there that will direct you where to go. They'll have stations set up to deal with each of these things. The other place is the Washington County District 2 barn, which is on West 1500 Road, about 2 miles east on 9th Street, 9th Street being the county road there in Dewey, just north of the bank, and go 2 miles east, and you can't miss the county barn. But they will also accept things. There's a flyer that's out. It was included, I believe, in at least one, if not two, of the city utility bills that has a lot more detail. But we encourage people to do that. I know people in the county get very frustrated, and money is spent. Folks will just take things out somewhere and throw it off in a ditch.
That's what we used to do with stuff.
Yeah.
Every rural resident had one.
Some people still do it. It's not on their property. So that has to be cleaned up. So old tires, for instance, old washing machines, something near and dear to my heart. Refrigeration does have to have the refrigerant removed. So air conditioning, dehumidifiers, refrigerators, those sorts of things. But it is a way to get rid of these things, get them out of the garage, spring cleaning, as we talked about earlier.
And again, on those refrigerant-based items, they have to be certified as Freon-free.
They do. That falls under a whole other set of rules, and you cannot just dump them. People might do that, but it's not the proper thing to do. If we all work together, many hands make light work, and we can keep our community safe and clean and nice looking.
And they will be asking for volunteers, but that's not part of what you and I are talking about. We'll cover that someplace else.
There you go.
One other thing that I think probably ought to mention for folks, the street projects, one of them being an ODOT project. Again, ODOT, they set their own schedule. All we have to do is talk about it.
Oklahoma Department of Transportation. It's a wonderful project. The river bridge there on Adams, just as you come into town at Quapaw, it really needed to be done. We appreciate what they're doing, but as everyone knows, Adams is one of the main east-west thoroughfares through our whole community. And to have that disrupted, choked down, and things moving about, it's a choke point. We need to encourage people to go different routes, but then we have Price Road under construction. So it's springtime in Bartlesville, and it will be done. They're making good project. Concrete appears to be almost all in place. They, I think, still plan to have that done sometime in May, and it will be wonderful once it is done. We look at Price Road. That is moving ahead on schedule, perhaps even a bit ahead. Don't want to commit Mr. Seamer's our city engineer.
It appeared that way to me when I drove down it yesterday, but that was not an official opinion.
We have had pretty good weather for outdoor construction. It is definitely weather. You just can't work when the weather is wet and horrible. but it has to be so warm before you can put down asphaltic concrete. But there's lots of those. There will continue to be those. It is springtime. I hear about people, I need my streets fixed. Why about these potholes? Well, this is when that is happening, but it does create some discomfort and disruptions for a short period.
And even if the city has planned to fix that particular pothole, it may not be on the other person's schedule. You'd like it done 2 weeks from now. They want it done yesterday.
Exactly. And it's something that we have over 500 what are called lane miles, get the terminology proper. And it does take a lot of time to cover 500 miles of road with a staff that could always use more, but they do a tremendous job with the resources that they have.
Yep, that is true. And so just to be a little bit patient, and then we can start talking about the 123 bridge on down the road.
A lot of good things coming for Bartlesville. I look 2 years down the road, and I think we may take it for granted at that point, like it's always been there. But as we head into this period of milling and overlaying downtown and redoing Frank Phillips going west and the bridge alignment at Delaware that ODOT is also looking at, so many things coming along, Charlie. Bartlesville has got a bright future and a lot of good things out there, a lot of good people working together. Mentioned authorities, boards, commissions, and committees. One of the things I always harp on is volunteer, and I still do. Last night, I cannot remember the last time on our agenda that we did not have openings. But for a brief period, it will change. We have every committee, commission, authority, board position filled. But people do roll off of those. It's for a set period of time. And it's over 250 folks that come together to help keep our city strong and give of themselves. So we encourage people still, put in those applications. It might be next week, next month, but openings will happen, and to have that list of people so that we can keep going forward, volunteer and help.
Speaking of next week, next month, storm season, spring is upon us. April, May, and June, typically the most frequent storms, but they do happen 12 months out of the year.
If you've lived in Oklahoma very long, it is that time of year. And this year, we don't know, but we anticipate that there's always going to be some storms, some winds. We've already had some winds. Hopefully none of the more serious things, the tornadoes that have happened in other parts of the country. But to be prepared is critical. You don't have to be in the Boy Scouts to be prepared. And listening to the radio station, again, they have apps. The radio station has, I think, is Push the right word, where they can actually cause your phone to alert. Yeah. Those are the sorts of things. Storms seem to happen at 3 in the morning or an inconvenient time.
They do.
But there's always somebody, whether it's the police department, the sheriff's department, the radio station personnel, the different media, that are working together to keep us safe. And just encourage everyone to think about that. I know right now is spring break, so we're thinking about a lot of other things. But starting Monday morning, bright and early, when we get back in the groove with school, think about the spring. Think about your yard getting cleaned up. Think about the weather. And keep us all safe and happy and moving forward in Bartlesville.
Sound like a plan. Mayor, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Have you ever watched a time-lapse video of a plant growing? It is amazing.